Let's do this one quickly. Quick! Super fast, son.
I got a turkey to stuff, man.
Oh, you actually have to do some food prep. That was a segment. You jumped the gun on a segment. We had show prep and segments.
That was actually a metaphor for something, actually.
Oh, putting your cock in a vagina.
Yeah, who knew?
I'll use that gag on two podcasts. I don't give a shit. Whatever, let them listen to them both. No one's going to bust me on that. We don't have repeat listeners.
Oh.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio with Howard Flood in studio today instead of toothless Allison Frank, who is busy watching her gum line rot away like Lenny Dykstra will someday.
What is she doing?
Dude, I'll bring this one down. Who needs a bed? Who needs to sound powerful when you've got pipes like this? The answer is me, this guy, because I have pipes like this. She's got like a rotten molar or some shit. Ugh. She like pulled it out on air last time. You missed it on Monday. I literally was holding her goddamn tooth.
That's disgusting.
Like Lawrence of Arabia and Marathon Man.
Let us move on to less disgusting, more delectable.
Let's finish the intro first. InPapasBasement.com is the show's website because some twat still has Papa's Basement to this day. And don't look up Papa's Basement because you'll help their website ranking and hurt mine. At Papa's Basement on Twitter. On iTunes as well. Look up Papa's Basement. You specifically have to look up Papa's Basement. If you look up In Papa's Basement, you're not going to find it. Look us up. Subscribe. That's a huge thing in terms of getting the show noticed. If you're a fan, I don't ask for money. I really don't ask for praise or recognition of any sort or really even your respect. But if you'd be a peach and get on an iTunes subscription, that would help a lot. And also check out pfpod.com. That's Papa's Football Podcast. That's the football show we do. So if you're into football, do that as well. Same subscription speech applies there. Howard, it is the day before Thanksgiving.
Word.
Let the world know that you were the dedicated one out of the two of us. I was like, fuck it. I got my episodes recorded that I really need to take care of. It's Thanksgiving tomorrow, at least in these American United States of ours. What the hell do I really need to put out a show on Thanksgiving for?
You got to be like Joe DiMaggio, man. He showed up every day to the ballpark.
Fingering Marilyn Monroe.
When he wasn't doing that, he was concerned that somebody was going to show up to the ballpark that day to see him for the first time, and he wanted to play his best. Now, you don't know who's going to be sitting around tomorrow pissed like, fucking hate my family. This is fucking bullshit. I'm going to see what iTunes is telling me I like as far as podcasts go.
Oh, see, the problem is iTunes will never tell you that because they love just featuring big shows. It's great. I love that iTunes will pimp out the Adam Carolla and Joe Rogan podcast because no one's heard of those.
Nobody.
They really needed that help. So good for you, Apple. You're just on it. Fuck you. You're no help to me. I wish Steve Jobs would come back and die again. Fucking try to combat another cancer with fruit and prune pits. Fucking retard. How's that? How smart is a man that he can invent the fucking iPad and yet the doctor says, hey, you need some radiation? He's like, I don't know about that. I'm going to put some hand lotion on my nipples. Let that soak in. Holistically heal this.
Wow.
Dumb shit. Dumb shit. I just wanted to skip. I wanted to go home and play the shit out of Super Meat Boy. Sounds like a euphemism, but it isn't. Yeah. I think I've talked about it on air before. It's like the most addictive platform game ever made. There's like this whole generation of new game designers who are making stuff just, I guess it's the podcast equivalent of video game making. They don't have to start working for Square or Konami. They're just like, fuck it, I'll get a friend. We'll program this stupid game. We grew up playing Mario Brothers. Let's make another Mario Brothers type thing. You jump, you die 6 trillion times. It's the hardest thing on earth, but it's fun. It's great. It costs you $15. They probably make $7 of that or whatever.
It's side scrolling.
Yeah.
It's like old school Castlevania.
Well, I mean, it's completely brutally fast. Like if you watch someone play this, like I've been at it for months now, on and off.
Okay.
And the difficulty just constantly builds, but they do it right. You're never shocked by it. It's never just like ball pinned to the balls. You're like, you've been trained for this by the thing before and the thing before and the thing before. If you watched me play one of the current levels I'm on, you would think I was that autistic kid from that movie, The Wizard, right, or whatever. Like I had a power glove and shit. You would look at me like a video game god. But I've just played Meat Boy for several months, and it's like getting yourself into a scalding hot bath.
Actually, the most impressive thing I've seen you in recent years do on
Post
a video game.
Show. Oh, continue.
Video game wise, we were all hanging out playing Castlevania. And like literally, you weren't just beating the level, but you executed every move as if you had not stopped playing the game since the 1980s. And to me, it was like...
It's creepy how quickly it comes back.
It would be like Nancy Kerrigan, like going back on the ice and just performing one of her Olympic routines.
And just banging out a triple axel.
Yeah.
Then
not just the axel, like the whole freaking routine from 1988.
True. And then just passing you the skates and be like, all right, hold these. I got to take a shit. All lady, that Miss Kerrigan. Yeah, yeah. That came back to me. That's level 3, fighting the mummies.
It was disturbing, man. It was very disturbing.
I even remembered where they hid the turkey in the wall.
Speaking of.
Look at that.
Segway.
Bam. Fucking ding, ding, ding. I was telling Allison we need to bring a triangle in the studio. Just go full out morning zoo. What are your plans, sir? I sleep on Thanksgiving a lot. It's hard to explain because it's always been my mom cooking a meal. I have never had a family ritual, really, where I went out and had to go elsewhere. I think maybe one time I did that, and it was recently. It was not any of my formative years. Pretty much my dad would drive his vehicle to Frederick, Maryland, an hour away, to pick up his mother-in-law, my grandmother, bring her fat ass back, and she would just stay with us the whole week and buy us like coloring books and comic books at CVS. That was kind of the ritual that I remember. And then we would just repeat it again for Christmas. Literally same meal, same fat grandmother drinking Pepsi and watching Price is Right with me and staying up till 2 a.m. as she banged out some episodes of Dallas, maybe some Falcon Crest.
Nice.
That was about it, though. We always stayed at home. So even though my dad's dead, my grandma's dead, people like Happy Podcasts, so I'll move away from that. But it's just my mom cooking shit.
Right.
And me sitting around and doing nothing. I've learned to help in recent years because my mom's older. And I don't want to feel like a piece of dog crap. But again, I've never had a relationship serious enough where I've had to deal with like any kind of girlfriend's parents. I've never really gone anywhere for Thanksgiving. It's just the same old shitty taters. They're all right. Oh, I was just showing off. That microphone makes you do it. I've watched too much New Girl because I have the speech cadence of Schmidt right now. That and the fucked up voice because I'm still cleaning out. Hopefully by next Monday. I'm trying to remember. I think it was Mike Velasquez. I'm trying to remember. One of our listeners. And he's like, you sounded like you had fucking black lung on the last episode. I liked that. That made me laugh. So when I favorite the tweet, it wasn't a lie. I meant it, Michael. I wouldn't lie to you. Howard, what about you?
Well, actually, I always go to my mom's place.
Oh, because that's not where you live, unlike for me.
Right, yeah,
I have to put on pants so my dick isn't hanging out and exit my bedroom, and then I'm at my mom's place.
So, I mean, it's kind of evolving because it's always been, you know, my mom, both my sisters, and that was kind of our foursome. And my mom had she has this tradition that we've always had since we were kids of bringing in, because my mom's an immigrant from Korea, and she came over with several her friends who are also from the same nursing school.
Is the tradition the math homework game?
No, that's at the kiddie table.
Okay.
So the adults all get to like sit at the regular like table. And what the old Korean people are forced to do at my mom's house is eat American food. My mom does nothing to sort of incorporate Korean dishes
into
American
Thanksgiving.
They
secretly want to eat cabbage that's been rotting and buried in the backyard for 2 weeks.
So yeah, like at times we used to alternate. Every other year we used to trade off who hosted. And slowly but surely you would see like not just this sort of fusion meal at their place when we would go to the other Korean family's house,
mm-hmm.
but at a certain point, like we just started showing up and be like, hey, check it out. Full Korean meal. We don't eat that American shit. And it'd just literally be like sushi. It would be bulgogi, kobe. It'd be kimchi. It'd be all
say,
that stuff.
For all of us round eyes out there, I know, bulgogi, which is like a marinated beef, but fucking a Texan, you could just be like, here's bulgogi. And they'd be like, oh, it's cow meat, and just eat it. There's nothing exotic to that. And
there's a place that serves bulgogi burgers in Austin, Texas when I lived there. So, yes, yeah. That's true.
And kimchi is just really stinky pickled cabbage, but it's still cabbage.
There's a breadth of different types of kimchis. Okay. So, like, you have a bunch of different types of
over
side
here,
dishes
it,
that
it
are
looks
vegetables.
Like you took a tub of KFC slaw and you left it in the sun for 12 hours until it became, like, almost translucent.
Yeah, I mean, there's a variety of, like,
about the same.
There's a variety of vegetable side dishes, like spinach. There's a unique way to do potatoes. There's a unique way to do, like, radishes. Like, there's all kinds of
things.
We've
got so much time. Tell us at least one of them.
What's that? I don't know any of the names. I'm a shitty Korean man, so, like, I'm just
like...
Well,
you're like me at the Indian buffet, where I'm just like, the green and the yellow. The yellow is really good.
It's fun. Yeah, because for me, like, I eat all of it. Whenever I have Korean food in front of me, I'm just like, I'm going to eat it all. And I know other Koreans are like, dude... That's gross. Like, yeah. I never eat that shit. Why are you eating? I'm like, because it's good. And I'll have to eat this every damn day. So for me, this is a treat. But yeah, like, at Thanksgiving, it was a little weird to be eating up some California rolls. I'll say that.
I guess. Are you big on the traditional foods?
Can I be honest? I actually do like Korean food more than Thanksgiving food. I will say that. So that was the one nice thing about going over. But now we host every year. My mom just has it every year now. And I think... pretty much that her Korean friends who come over are now embracing this idea of having a traditional Thanksgiving.
No shit. They've been over here 20 years eating our milk and honey.
So, I mean, it's something that we do. I think they just came to realize that my mom really wanted turkey more than for them to host every other year. So that's why we do this now.
So you're hosting every year. That's what you're doing tomorrow? You're not logging time with the girlfriends?
Well, no, she's coming. My girl's coming to... my family's Thanksgiving.
Oh, is she going to pull like a Katy Perry did and put on like the Asian bangs and the little robe, little geisha routine?
I mean, we're going straight on traditional American style food, man. So no, not necessary. What's interesting, though, my cousin, I call him my cousin because we're both Korean and I basically grew up with the kid. But went to his wedding earlier this year. So he's bringing his wife over.
Is she Korean?
Yes.
Oh.
So here's... let me ask you something, because I've been a little worried about this going for a little
while.
Yes,
they should stick with their own. No, what?
I think he would agree with you, actually, but that's a different story about a relationship growing up. Anyway, I went to his wedding and did not buy a gift and have no intention to.
Ooh.
Here's the reason why. Got you with that right there, because you're like, why is Howard such an asshole about this?
A little bit.
I went to the bachelor party.
And?
At the bachelor party, every person who went helped pay for his hotel room there.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up forking over more than $100 for his hotel room.
And you still owe a gift. Without debate.
Really?
Dude, marriages lately, there was some article on, I don't know, Salon or one of the other gay/woman sites. Or is that one of those? I don't know. There was some article I saw a couple months ago making the rounds. Thank you for not laughing at that last one, by the way. So I just died a dog's death out there. There's some article making the rounds, and a chick was like, I got to start punching out on weddings because it costs so fucking much to go to them. It lately has just seemed cool to presume upon people more and more for your bachelor party, for the wedding itself, where it's like, my wedding's in Hawaii. Well, guess what? You're out the flight to Hawaii. And you're out your own hotel, but you can watch us get married. Tug mine. My good buddy Brian Carr, he had a bachelor party, which was like getting a cabin in the woods and doing a bunch of drinking for a week. Sounds right. Like a prelude to a bunch of like sexual exploration between men. Like walls falling down, questions being raised. I tapped out on it. And then with a clean conscience, I went to Brian's wedding, just gave him 2 Ben Franklins. And I was like, here you are. Isn't this better than the excess booze I could have given you? I mean, Brian makes a lot of cash, but still, to just be like, here's money.
I guess
Jerry and Carly, they didn't really demand much of us. I gave them like $100 and
those are friends versus
yeah, someone I call my cousin.
Well, here's the thing, like one, I think my mom probably
God damn it, another bullshit phone call. Hold on. Do you know how many hang up and dials I get, dude? It's insane. I have to go and block each one. I really don't know what the hang up and dial is for, by the way.
That is weird.
I just block to be safe, though, because I don't want to be interrupted mid-show. That's my dedication.
But here's my one complaint about the wedding itself. Like at the reception, I was seated with the other half-breed cousin's family.
Well, yeah, that's the mule table.
Yeah, which I think is pretty dick.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I think it's
especially
so funny.
You
that
said he apparently had some feelings about racial purity, so suck on that.
That's why I think it was. I thought it was so funny that like I'm not really inclined to even bring it up tomorrow. So
I just think that people all the time. My brother, for his friends, his friend is located right outside D.C. where we live,
mm-hmm.
and for the bachelor party, his buddy's like, "Let's go to Austin." So my brother's out his hotel and his airfare. And it's not like he's even that tight with the cat. He's a dude he was friends with in high school. And I think they were just looking to round out the group because Will doesn't keep up with anyone anymore. My right. brother just like bangs internet pussy and sees my mom and me. And that's it. Like, that's his life as far as I can tell. I don't think he's dude friends. So he kind of just did this to be like, fuck it, I want to see Texas. But the guy, it's so much more expensive than what you're describing. Like, my brother's probably out close to a K for that bullshit.
Oh, I'm talking about, like, money directly given to help the guy's fees, not including my own expenses.
I'm sure Will was, like, out for meals, too, like, treating his ass. So, no, you owe him. And if nothing else, you have to look at it this way. Is the guy, is he going to perceive it that I owe him? Even if I can turn to other people and they'll be like, yeah, you don't owe him shit. Is this guy going to walk around?
What I hope... is like his inference, and this is why I don't want to bring it up. I hope he understands. I don't expect anything from him either when it comes to like me getting married.
Yeah.
So that's for me. I'm just like, honestly, like your mom's going to take care of it, man. Like that's kind of what our families do, right? I don't know.
Sorry, my mom's calling now. So I actually do get to hit ignore. You thought I was going to say, I'm going to take that call mid-show. Strike two, Howard. Strike two.
So we'll see. I guess, yeah. I'm really bad at remembering when I give people gifts anyway. I don't remember what I got Jerry and Carly.
I just give money.
That's so much better. Always use money. I should just, like, yeah. I should stop pretending to try to, like, buy things off the registry because I never remember what I bought.
There's something so baller about just seeing some green staring back at
you. It's so much easier to give money, isn't it?
Yeah, ever since I watched fucking God, or not Godfather, Goodfellas, and it's the envelope. The bag full of the envelopes. Karen, dumb Jewish Karen, who doesn't understand what the mafia family is all about. She's like, can we leave that out? Someone might take it. And it's incumbent upon Henry Hill to explain. Not these people, Karen.
Hey, speaking of gifts, Jerry and Carly upcoming, man. We got to like fake a baby shower, you and I.
Really?
Yeah.
Us?
Yeah.
Why?
See, but it's going to be like... Speaking on the subject is just like, yo, here's some cash.
I don't even know what baby, like, isn't baby shower like the woman's friends do it?
We are her friends.
Yeah, but it's weird in that I'm better friends with Jerry. I knew Jerry before. Even if I talked to Carly more, honestly.
Well, he's going to come, you know. They're doing all these joint.
I guess. That was like my friend Doug, good old D-Tet. I think he still listens to the show. He just had a kid, and his girlfriend was Texas-based. And they came back here like for the baby shower and I got to see him and it was a joint thing. And it's just weird because Doug's a dude like us.
Yeah.
And he's big on drinking natty.
Right.
And just having a party of it. And it's just funny to see him all staid and quiet and like holding up baby shirts and shit. And his girlfriend's like, take those designer cupcakes, take more of them. And so,
I mean, Carly's kind of a dude like that too, where she'd probably just want to play video games and eat crappy food and then just be like, yep. All right, that was cool, guys. Thanks for coming
I don't think we
by.
Have to do much. It's just I'm kind of shocked that you say we had to plan it at all.
Oh, I think we just all have to find a time to, like, go to that Greek restaurant or whatever.
I already ate there. Spartans.
Yeah, no, let's go back, man.
Okay, count me in.
All right.
If that's a baby shower, count me in.
No, we're doing this. We're doing this in a way
that... We can treat them to the $11 pie, but they'll have to pay the $2 extra for the extra cheese.
All right, that's going to be a different episode. We're going to have to follow up on that because that for real has to happen in December. Right?
Absolutely.
All right.
I just wanted to finish up the Thanksgiving shit, honestly.
All right.
We did this bit once before back when I was on terrestrial radio doing overtime when I was producing that bitch with good old Danny Rouye. And we were discussing what our favorite foods were for Thanksgiving. And I'm going to give you five options.
All right.
These are normal options. Normal right. white person options.
All right.
Not your fucking goat horns and frog eyes shit. No offense.
Which are botaricious.
I want you to rank these. Because I got my list. You take your time. I'll walk you through it as many times as you can. By the way, I know this is a sloppy episode. We're just banging this out Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Dude, this is money. This has been so good.
Has it just been laid back and fun? I can't tell anymore. I do what I think is a shit one. People love it. I do what I think is a good one. People love it even more. Because, yeah, I don't do bad ones. All right. Five foods. You rank them. I wrote it down. I cheated ahead of time.
All right.
Stuffing. Pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Turkey.
Okay.
That cranberry junk, whatever it's called, the right. stuff that comes out of the can.
Out of the can.
And it still has the ridges on it.
Better be out of the can, none of that fresh shit.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, come on. It literally needs to have the contours of the can imprinted
exactly.
on it.
Straight up. Speaking my language.
And last but not least, mashed potatoes.
All right.
So come up with the top two, and then if you can't remember the others, I'll fill you in on the rest.
All right. I'm not a dessert guy.
Okay.
But I think I'd have to put pumpkin pie at the top of the list.
That's the winner. I got that in my middle of the pack.
Okay.
Right dead center at three. Used to be two. It slipped. We've got a new number deuce. For me, I'm just going to bang it out right now.
All right, all right.
5-1. Number five, cranberry. I hate that shit.
Fuck you.
No one in my family eats it. I'll always attempt to eat like one little slice of it. It tastes like nothingness to me, honestly.
That's number two to me, I think.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. It just sits on a fancy crystalline tray and then goes at the top of the fridge. And really, the whole cranberry game at Thanksgiving and at Christmas every year is when can I junk this shit? Because no one's touching it. Number four, turkey. Even back when I was eating turkey, I'm not this year. Even back when I was crushing turkey, it sucked.
Turkey's 4 or 5 for me.
You had to dump a ton of gravy on it. And really, it was just there to make sandwiches out of.
That's what I was going to say. I'm just like, to me, I eat turkey during the rest of the year on sandwich. That's about it. I don't really eat turkey unless
because no one eats it throughout the rest of the year, man. No one is like, I'm going to roast a turkey. It's March 14th. Is that St. Pat's randomly?
No, yeah,
it's
17th. Yeah.
Was it?
Well, I thought that was sometimes. 17th. It's not the same every year.
Oh, it's not a fixed date? I'm such an idiot. I thought it was the 17th each year, goddammit.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm a shitty Catholic.
We are both simpletons.
I'm a terrible Catholic.
Pumpkin pie, number three. I'll crush a lot of pumpkin pie. Number two, new mashed potatoes. I don't know when this clicked in my head.
Weird.
Maybe when my mom started buying them outside the house instead of making her lumpy garbage. I love you, Mom, but it's true. We all know it. I'll crush that shit left and right, and stuffing is king for me. Huh. Stuffing, I could eat 24/7. I demand two pans of it made, one kind of crispier to dump gravy on it, and then a wet, loose one that I'll just eat by the handful.
Yeah, I think stuffing is third for me.
I just take the tray. I call it fat kid popcorn.
Stuffing is only slightly below cranberry sauce to me just because it takes some effort to make. Whereas, like, I don't understand why people don't eat cranberry sauce year round. Like, why is that not just something where I'm like, you know what? I had a bad day.
So much shit is localized to Thanksgiving. It's really weird like that.
But with mashed potatoes and turkey, they're like, very far down on my list most days of the year, and yet it's readily available year-round. So that's why I don't really
get excited about it. But not turkey in the same way. Like, you can have a roasted chicken during the year,
yeah.
and you might go to a Whole Foods or even a shitty Boston Market type option
mm-hmm.
and say, give me a roasted turkey breast. But to go home and be like, I got a butterball.
Yeah,
we're cooking this bitch.
People do it at Christmas, which I think is weird. I wouldn't do that at Christmas. I like eating steak for Christmas. I'm like, give me a steak.
Oh, I get literally Thanksgiving meal part two. There's zero difference.
All right.
Zero, except my mom might take off a little. Might make it easier.
So then
on
you got another extra week of that turkey?
Yeah. No, it's literally the same meal.
It's so close together, too. It's not like it's 6 months apart.
It's kind of cool, though. I'll be honest, because you walk away from Thanksgiving with, like, foods you wish you had more of, you're like, oh, I should have crushed more of X before it spoiled, and then you get to atone for those sins come Christmas.
What do you soulless fucking dirty Greeks do for Easter? Like more turkey or what?
No, we don't do anything.
Prime rib.
Point.
Prime rib.
Back when I was like active in church and we did things, it was supposed to be lamb on spit.
Wow, that's G.
It would always be, you go to some hairy tan guy's backyard and his shitty spoiled brat Greek kids are around, and I would just sit around with Will and make fun of him and try to find a Nintendo in a back room we could play together. But yeah, it was usually like full lamb. Like literally, it looks like when they find the Green Berets and Predator type shit hanging right from the trees. Like just the fucking eyes still in the sockets.
Yeah.
The bared teeth because the lips have been pulled off. Metal spike up the asshole like Vlad the Impaler was making a point. And just spinning that around. And then you just hack chunks off that.
Wow.
Like my old dermatologist, he went to Greece one time right around Easter, and he said he's never been like more terrified, because it was literally Silence of the Lambs type shit. You just hear them screaming left and right. He was like, the streets were red with blood. They were severing the necks of so many of these fucking things to put on the spit.
Wow.
But yeah, you'd have some lamb with some ouzo or orzo. Yeah, orzo is the rice. Ouzo is
yeah. I was like, yeah. Damn.
You'd have the weird shitty rice, as I called it as a kid, right, and some sort of tomato-based substance, and then you had the meat. Nowadays, we have like a family meal at Clyde's or something. We do nothing like specifically Greek. But back when we did the Greek thing, yeah, it was lamb on a spit. That is the Greek meal. And then all your other Greek crap, your spanikopita, your tiropita. I'm Americanizing it because I don't want to sound like tiropita, and I speak like five other words of Greek.
I always wanted to call my band Spanikopita. I thought that'd be a great band.
Spanikopita, pastitsu, oh, what's the cheese pie called? We just call it, tiropita. I would just be like, what's the cheese spinach pie? Give me that. It's the same difference. And then, yeah, baklava and fried dough. I think that's lukumadias or some shit. Yeah. That could be the rice and grape leaves. I'm not sure. I, too, am a shitty ethnic person.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like you're trying to just one-up me by listing more things in an accent that sounded more like your people's.
Yeah, I can. It's weird. I don't speak much Greek, but I grew up hearing my dad curse in it and having extended phone conversations in it. So if you sit me down with a word in like 2 minutes, I'll say it like a native. My kids will never be able to do that as the language dies with me. But anything you wanted to add before I get to the bulk of what I wanted to do for the show, which I don't might know. Just be 10 minutes because we're already at the 30 mark somehow.
I'll say this, like, you might get lucky and your homosexual son might meet a nice Greek boy on a study abroad in college. So
I'm glad. I cannot wait till my gay son is pumped full of Greek cum and knowledge of his background. Thank you. Thank you, Howard. Let's will that into being. My gay son. My gay bottom son, apparently. He's not even the man in the relationship. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. The real reason I wanted to do this episode.
All right. We got other
than other than wishing my gay son into being as I cross my fingers for my gay son.
I saw your bucket list. Don't even pretend like I just.
Yeah. Gay bottom son. Make it so. Make it so, number one. Other than my gay bottom son, my gay homosexual receiver son, I wanted to talk about the fucking I've received at the hands of Fios. See, he'll be getting it from his dad.
Speaking of a bottom, yeah.
Yeah. They are, and it's weird because I love Opie and Anthony, and Anthony and Jim Norton, I guess compared to Time Warner in New York, Fios is a good thing. But I'm going to go on record right now. And this is after I've had extended talks with Fios. I'm going to say the following. One, fuck Fios and its shitty product. Two, I'm going to keep saying fuck Fios and hashtag everything with cancel Fios until I get some money whacked off my bill. And three, I think I just had 2 points. But they're good ones. Last year when I signed up for Fios, dude, I think my package, was $95, which of course comes to, what, $130 with taxes and fees tagged on? Do you pay for cable? Isn't that alone such a fucking, by the way?
$130 is, yeah.
Yeah, that's to get cable, phone, internet, one of their packages.
Phone. You act like phone is like this great thing that they've given you.
It's an afterthought. My mom insists on it because she was born back when you said Negro to be inoffensive. Are you kidding? You think I want a hard line so people can call me to sell shit 24/7? Fuck that.
130 sounds comparable to Xfinity the last time I cable.
It's like 135. Decent upload speeds. I was happy with it. Kind of annoyed because my one DVR box slaves off the other. They're already yitting me by not giving me two separate DVRs. So I have to record in the living room box and then leech off that one. My box crashes a lot. Lately, they've taken to doing this great thing where every time I hit guide, an ad comes up first. Like, hey, I know you hit guide and want to watch something. How about you fucking order Polar Express on demand instead? How about the Pacquiao fight? You have to go to settings on Fios to turn off getting an ad every fucking time you turn on your TV and hit guide.
Wow.
So, so treacherous. Then my year, like, you bundle for 2 years and your first year everything's cheap. The discounts fall off. I'm suddenly paying 20 and change for the DVR and then like 15 and change for the little bitch boy DVR. That can't even DVR. It can just play the shit I recorded in my living room. I'm paying their quote unquote hooking it up $8.50 a month for HBO, which, by the way, it's like three Latin channels, three channels for kids, three fucking channels that are just the West Coast feeds. I think there's like two. It's still HBO 1 and 2 at the end of the day when you get down to it. They're like, enjoy your 15 HBOs. They're all bullshit. If you're a white male who doesn't speak the language, who's an adult, guess what? You can enjoy three HBOs, I think, of original content. The rest are replays or in Spanish or it's fucking...
Rocketeer.
Yeah, exactly. The Rocketeer with Jennifer Jason... Right, Jennifer Jason Leigh in her heyday?
Dude, it's been a while. I'm not under the age of 13 anymore.
So. Who is Jennifer Connelly? Jennifer Jason Leigh is that little...
Oh, Connelly, yeah. Connelly, yeah, that's right.
Jennifer Jason Leigh is just that little flatso from Fast Times. Who's like, I know the role doesn't call for it, but here are my tits. Love pulling them out, my little pointers. So, I'm getting hooked up for $8.50 a month for this HBO, which I think was $5 a month on Cox for HBO and Encore and everything. Then to get Always Sunny, you remember how Always Sunny went to FFX?
Mm-hmm.
FX decided to murder Always Sunny, give it the worst ratings it's ever had by switching Fox Soccer to FXX. You can't even remember the name of the fucking network, and they think this was a good move. It got that W. Kamal Bell show canceled. He had zero ratings to begin with, I'm sure, but Jesus Christ, after the movie, really had nothing. So there's FXX. Used to be the soccer channel, Fox Soccer. Well, guess what? Even though Fios brags, everything's tiered together. There's no searching. Here's like your movie channels. Here's your sports. Here's your guy channels. Guess what? They don't get off their fucking asses to move the soccer channel. So to watch Always Sunny, I have to subscribe to the sports tier. $15 a month to watch one fucking show because they won't move it into the tier of programming it should be in.
That's bizarre. That's bizarre. I was always wondering why you needed to subscribe to the sports tier in order to get Always Sunny. That just confused me.
That's why.
All right.
My bill has gone from $135 to almost $190.
A month?
Yes, $190 a fucking month. This is the discount that Fios provides. So I call them up.
And your only legit premium channel is HBO.
That is my only legit premium channel, just HBO. They won't give me Cinemax. Fucking Cox. God bless Cox, who I'm going to go back to unless Fios hooks it up fucking fat.
Because, yeah.
Cox, you would call and you would be like, I'm rattling the saber here. I might go elsewhere. They're like, all right, have a 25 off your bill. 3 months showtime, you can beat off to some L word. And you'd be like, you know what? That's pretty cool. I'm down with that. You call Fios. This is no bullshit. I called them up. And I'm like, guys, my bill fucking sucks shit. And I made this call three different times, three different people. I'm like, you don't get this down. Guess what? I'm paying your breakout fee. Because to anyone listening who doesn't like their Fios, only $100 to bail. Oh, that ain't shit. You got to do the math. People get panicked by that 100, I think 110. Do the math. Cox right now has a bundle. $80. It takes 2 months for that $110 to be made back if you're getting hoard $180 like me. I call up Fios. I'm like, look, guys, I'm really doing the math right here. It makes no sense to stay with you. You figure they'd give me a break. They'd take the DVRs back off it. These motherfuckers couldn't say fast enough how quickly they're like, we can't do anything for you. We can't lower it anymore. Fuck you, you can make my bill 1 cent a month if you wanted, you cocksuckers. Don't say can't with me. It's a shit service. It crashes all the time. I swear to Christ, my router fritzes in and out. I don't have internet.
Yeah, I think with Xfinity, I was paying one.
That's another service better than Fios. Because fuck you, Fios.
I think I was at 130, no HBO and no DVR, but even that would be like maybe 170 for what you're describing, basically. Off the top of my head, I think you would be able to pay that $100 breakout fee in like less than half a year.
Yeah, and Cox, you have no breakout fee. Cox, we literally canceled middle of the month to get fucked in the ass for the privilege of getting mounted and topped by Fios.
I mean,
I'm sick of them.
My question is, why are you sticking with them at this point?
I'm not. I'm doing this episode to say fuck them. I'm going to see if they knock my bill down a good chunk, because really, OP Radio, good old OP Greg Hughes of the OP and Anthony Show, did this with Time Warner, and he pretty much has free cable for life now. Yeah. I'm literally doing this just for the same effect. Like, I had this show in mind, and then this happened with OP, and I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'm doing it.
Yeah.
But I'm sticking with them out of convenience, because I've got him, and we've just after a year and a half learned where the channels are.
Yeah.
And my mom has a DVR full of like old Esther Williams movies that she's sat on 9 months. And she's like, oh, Christmas, I'm going to get to those.
Well, you and I grew up with Cox. Like,
fuck
roughly,
yeah. I felt
it's
like
the
shit
same
betraying
channels.
Him. Well,
yeah.
We grew up with Media General.
Media General is like who they succeeded into, right? But it's still like the same.
No,
like,
Cox bought out Media General. I think Media General is just gone. But Cox bought their infrastructure.
But what? Like, it's still like the largely the same lineup that they had when you last left them.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that hard to like get back. It's going to be like getting on a bike again. I think it's not going to be that hard. And you already have the hardware set up, right? Like, they're just going to show up and like hit a switch and you're
in. It takes
in.
2 seconds.
Yeah.
I have all kinds of wall jack coax. They put in a box. It's done. And I jumped because I was seduced by these fucking bundle prices. And they're like, oh, the internet's so fast. Well, guess what? I've had to whack my internet down to like AOL speeds to keep the goddamn price down. I've had to shave off channels because these guys won't work with you.
Yeah.
So then I tweet about this. Their piece of shit tweet account is like, hey, follow us so we can DM you about it. They bounce me. They're like, why don't you follow Cox or Fios support? So then I follow that one who DMs me. They're like, here's the link to talk to someone live. I click on that. I'm like, here I am. What's going on? Here I am. Rock me like I did it. No answer. 10 minutes. I've got this window up. I've got my dick in my hand. This is a company trying to deal with a customer who's threatening quitting because I'm not some retard who can't do math. I realize paying $110 to get out of their bullshit is well worth it. And this is how they're treating me.
Yeah.
So fuck them. This is going to air. I'm tweeting them directly a couple times because, again, you treat me right, this tune changes. And don't think I'm some little shit podcast. I want to say this is like episode 349. It might be 350. Because even if it's not a shitty podcast, I don't take it seriously, so I don't keep track. But we're right around 350. I've been doing this 6 years. I've got, I want to say, in the neighborhood of like 10,000 listeners. I get like 4,000 just off syndication. And on downloads, I get another couple. So don't tell me that you don't have a couple Fios subscribers in that pool. Who want to join in me using the cancel Fios hashtag.
I'll say this, like, I've never considered using Fios at the moment. I'm without
cable. You
shouldn't
fuck them into the ground.
Well, I'll say this, like, I the next time I consider it, I'm basically, they're off the table for me.
They should
be. So that's
be.
Where they are right now.
Use someone who gives you a monthly option to quit because they're not afraid of their product getting unsubscribed. I remember when we quit Cox. Yeah. The guy was like, you know what? You'll be back in 2 years.
You'll be back.
It happens
yeah.
all the time.
You'll be back.
And mark my
I love
fucking
that, yeah.
words, I'll be back.
Yeah.
Just sooner than later. Or later than sooner, yeah. depending on what Fios does. But fuck you guys into the ground. You've treated me like shit. I hate your wireless service, too. I hate Verizon Wireless. It's It's a shit provider. Again, I stick with them out of convenience. I don't want to swap my phones out, but you're garbage. Now, in terms of Verizon Wireless, I don't think anyone in this country is that much better. I think we have shit cell phone service in general. But for cable, I goddamn well know that you ain't the best in town. And for $110 to say fuck you and to record this and to put this out there for, again, thousands upon thousands of people to listen to. Look at my followers. You think that's bullshit? Those are real people, assholes. Listen to this and hook me up well, or I will not shut the fuck up about this. Listen. That's the segment, man. I wanted to do.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving to
that
you and yours.
That was a little off the chest. Yeah, we can punch out. I really was just going to go on about how lame Black Friday is and how it debases people that they'll freeze for 3 days and skip seeing their families to get $50 off a shitty laptop.
I think I've talked to you about this before, but let's revisit this whole working on Thanksgiving Day now. Like, this Black Friday thing is now officially bled over into like opening regular hours, if not extended hours, on Thanksgiving Day itself.
Oh, yeah. And I had a friend who was posting, everyone was in arms, that Walmart was open by 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving. And she's like, well, what about all the people who work at gas stations and other places that have had to work since day one?
Yeah.
Those are essentials. Dude, I've been in radio. I've had to work Thanksgiving multiple years in radio. It doesn't stop. My year at TOP, I worked the following days. Halloween, during the partying time, I got to drive in and watch hot Georgetown bitches wear next to nothing and then drive out and like go 5 miles an hour so I could commit them all to memory and masturbate to them when I got home at 5 a.m.
The spank bank, if you will.
The spank bank. Filled it. Oh, flush for months from that one little road trip. I missed Halloween. I missed Thanksgiving. I missed Christmas. I missed New Year's. And by missed, I mean worked on during a prime time. And I worked during the fucking Super Bowl.
Wow.
How's that for a goddamn streak? If I couldn't have gotten more fucked if I tried. Pretty sure I worked my birthday, too. Because radio really doesn't stop. Especially at a 24/7 news station like that. There is no automation to be had. Now, just because some people are working those days, it doesn't mean retailers or other non-essentials should. To send a message, dude, I'm not even shopping until like Saturday. Because there's no real deal I need. Who gives a fuck? Black Friday? What, to get $5 DVDs? Do those exist still? Really? I mean, who gives a shit? These are the big items for the holiday. Xbox One, PS4. Is anyone giving you one red fucking cent off of either of those? No. Then fuck it. And you're an idiot, by the way, if you're trying to buy those right now. I've seen people clamoring for Xbox Ones. Oh, look what I managed to get, an Xbox One. This is a company, one in three of the original Xbox's Red Ring of Death melted itself, had to get sent back. Why do you want in on that gravy train? Do you know what new Xboxes go for right now? I bought one on Craigslist the other day for $70 with three controls.
Wow.
They're free. They're literally free at this point. You want to pay $500 for that noise? The PS4s came out middle of November. There's already 600 something that were sold on Amazon that had to go back because they went kablooey.
Wow.
Why do you want to do that shit to yourself? Think, man. Think. If you've got a little kid who won't shut the fuck up and he's like a little pussy boy so he can't like clock anyone who's giving him lip about not having the latest system for Christmas, then fine. Fuck it. I guess get one. If you have to prove your love to the tune of half a K, do it. If you're an adult, be a goddamn adult. Stay off the game system. Wait until it has more than four games for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a very limited universe for a lot of money. I'll say this, though, with retail. I'm actually okay with people having to work retail on Thanksgiving if they get at least double time pay.
You think they are? Yeah, I doubt they get shit.
That's the one thing, because I don't like when I hear people saying, like, oh, it's wrong to make people work on Thanksgiving. I'm like, well, it'd actually be pretty great for people who need the fucking money if they can get the double time, because it's hard to get anybody to want to work then. I think for a lot of families, it'd be better to put, like, real bread on the table instead of a fucking turkey. So that's the way I look at it. I think that's mostly people who don't have, like, the financial issues that people who work at Walmart do. So if you could actually get double time for working those shit hours on, like, Thursday. And frankly, you should get a little extra time on Black Friday, too. It really frustrates me that these businesses aren't treating their employees a little bit better at, like, one of the hardest times of the year to be an employee of a retail store. So that's my soapbox, I guess. If you're going to get mad about the retailers, be mad about how much they're paying the people, not the fact that they're making them work.
It's a good point.
So
let's punch out on that.
So all right, man.
We can maybe attempt to beat traffic. I don't think we will. God, we did like almost 50 minutes out of nowhere.
Not bad, man. You were ranting a little bit long about Fios, wonderful Verizon product.
I could do another fucking hour on Fios. Again, cancel Fios hashtag. This sure as shit is going to get used. Mark my words. I'm busting it out. Even if you get two people mentioning the cancel Fios hashtag, guess what? It's two people taking their money out of your pocket.
I'm already...
So your stupid customer service can suck it because they dropped the ball on this one. And I'm going to motherfuck you guys any show I get the chance.
I'm just sitting in the room with you, and your opinion has influenced my view of them. So I'm just going to take it with a grain of salt anytime
right
I get
there.
An
offer. That kid's not bullshitting. I can't get him to agree on a damn thing with me. This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood. The show's website's inpapasbasement.com. You go there, you get two episodes of this every week, Monday and Thursday, as well as my writing. Also, you like this voice, who wouldn't? Check out Papa's Football Podcast. That's pfpod.com. Find that, as well as Papa's Basement, on iTunes. Please subscribe. Please rate us well. That, more than anything, is how you can help us and show your support. And last but not least, thespookiescomic.com, comic I write with my buddy. Again, thespookiescomic.com, not comms. I put an S on the end like I'm a black dude. That's not how that works. Happy Thanksgiving from me. Howard, I'm sure, wishes the same.
I do. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Take it easy.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.